Hey, I've got some exciting news for you. For nearly a decade, the Social Media Marketing Society has been helping marketers like you to keep up with the changing times. This is our private community just for marketers, and the doors are open right now. When you join, you get access to ongoing training and become part of a welcoming community of marketers who are just like you. Learn more at smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we're going to explore new TikTok audience insights and ads. They're giving us access to something that some other companies, Meta, have not given us access to. So I think that's going to be really interesting. Also, TikTok just surpassed a very popular app in terms of use. And you'll either be shocked or you'll go, yep, that sounds about right. And it's not a social media app, by the way. We're reviewing the top tools for marketers that TikTok revealed this year so you can make sure you're utilizing the most important ones. And just found out about some new updates about the way that search works on TikTok, as well as a second place for your drafts that our guest is going to tell us all about today. My name is Jerry Potter, host of the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, a presentation from Social Media Examiner, and we break down the latest social media news and what it means for marketers like you.
Earlier in today's show, I mentioned the Social Media Marketing Society. When you join this exclusive community, you get access to marketing training covering everything from artificial intelligence all the way to YouTube. You see what I did? A to Y, all the way across the spectrum. Every month, we add fresh new training workshops on the latest marketing strategies. Join more than 1,000 marketers who are thriving because of the society. Here's what a fellow marketer had to say. Quote, I've been so impressed with the content of the society. It's the deep dive I was wanting. Really glad I joined, unquote, said Dina Childs. Join today by visiting smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
Today, I am joined by Kenya Kelly. Kenya is a TikTok expert who helps entrepreneurs grow on TikTok. She's also the author of Before You Quit Your Day Job, a strategic guide for entrepreneurs, and host of the Kenya Kelly podcast. Kenya, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much. Excited to be back.
I'm excited to get into some of these updates that you just told me about. And so we'll do that here in just a second. But first, some interesting updates around audience insights with TikTok. Tell us what's going on there.
Yeah. So TikTok has a lot of new ways that it's going to help those that are running ads on the TikTok platform to be able to reach their audience. And so when I was looking into it, of course, it looks a little bit, of course, like Meta's back end, but then you can see a lot more in detail. Like it talked about how if you're going to run an ad, you're able to look at the top 10 hashtags that your audience is engaging with, maybe even creators, a content. You're able to see way more of what we are doing on the platform. So that way, when an advertiser is trying to reach us, they can see if we're into gaming and beauty, but also the hashtags we're using and interacting with. I feel like it's very, very detailed and in depth with what they can do now with ads.
Well, the thing that really caught me, and at least the way that I understand it, is on these other platforms, you know, on Meta, Facebook specifically, we'll use as an example, you know, you can go in and they'll kind of show you some insights like what country your people are in or what age they're in. But the beauty of social media algorithms is they'll, you know, like we might say, okay, I want to target women in this age range who like yoga and big machinery. Just for a random example.
Yeah.
And then on the back end, they'll go, oh, well, these people are also into this coffee chain or this magazine or whatever. And so they get smarter and smarter. But we never get to see that. But my interpretation of this is TikTok is actually going, hey, your people are also in to big machinery and riding horses or, you know, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Which is a total game changer.
Mm-hmm. Like when I looked at that, it said something like, you know, there's people that could be into beauty influencers and something else. And I think about myself, I'm engaging with content on TikTok around marketing, but I'm also into things around cats because I have cats, but I'm also on this fashion journey and this makeup journey. And so us as advertisers being able to pinpoint like she's into this, but also these things and they can reach me and those aspects as well, I feel like is huge. And I feel like this is why TikTok is, again, the market leader for social media right now.
Yes. And I was even thinking too, for, you know, somebody like you or I who do some education, it's like, well, what if you found out all of a sudden your audience is, you know, to use your example, cat people? Well, now you can start using cats in some of your examples and lessons and things like that. So it really is an amazing way to super serve. And it's one of those things where I'm assuming Meta never revealed this stuff out of some sort of privacy, but as marketers, it's just going to help us do so much more, which is great.
Absolutely.
So another important update from TikTok, it looks like they're working to make it a little bit easier for us to start in the paid side of TikTok with this new tool. Tell us what this is exactly.
Yeah, so this is called a smart performance. And when I was reading into it, I feel like there's a couple of different things that are happening. One, they understand that most people and business owners have never created anything on TikTok, let alone created an ad on TikTok. And so they're going to be helping with a little more of an automation standpoint. But not only that, but like giving you, I think it's more of like the creatives of like, this is what is performing well on the platform. I'm not really sure all the details with it yet.
Yeah. And my understanding is it's kind of just making it, instead of having to go in normally on any advertising platform, you have to go in, you have to learn, even if you know a different advertising platform, you have to learn, what do they call this objective here, you know, versus over on Meta or Google or anything like that. And now they're just kind of streamlining the whole thing. And it, I'll be honest, it leaves me a little skeptical, because on some of the other platforms, when they say, hey, do you want to choose your audience or do you want to let us find the audience for you? They will potentially find, you know, maybe it's the person who liked your ad, but it is absolutely not who you're trying to get.
Right.
I would encourage anyone to sort of approach it with a bit of a grain of salt. But if you are sitting there and you go, oh my gosh, I know my audience is on TikTok, I don't have the budget to hire an expert yet, might be an easy way to just kind of jump in.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's an easy way for a business to go, let me just test this thing out. That's kind of like, I've used TikTok's promote feature and it asked me if I want to let them, you know, a custom audience or them. And I'm like, because I know it, I choose mine. But I think that anyone that is trying to figure it out and they have a little bit of budget to test it out, I think it's worth investigating in.
So these are some great updates from TikTok. We're also in a second going to be looking at the app that TikTok has surpassed in terms of usage, which may come as kind of a shock. We'll hop into that in just a second. Really quick, if you're ready to discover the latest tactics to improve your marketing, then maybe you think you need to do more of a video, or maybe it's time to finally get on TikTok. Consider traveling to San Diego for Social Media Marketing World. You can immerse yourself in 3 full days of expert-led presentations and workshops. And if traveling is not an option, we got you covered. You can grab your physical or virtual ticket today at socialmediamarketing.world, socialmediamarketing.world. So I didn't find this news to be too surprising, but some people are shocked by it. What is this app that now TikTok has overtaken?
Yeah, so TikTok has overtaken Netflix. So people are spending more time on TikTok than they are on Netflix. And again, I am not surprised. And I'm 41 years old. I know my own behavior. Even when I'm watching Netflix, I'm still kind of scrolling on TikTok. And so the people that are, I think, 35 and under have completely surpassed what is happening on Netflix, because now TikTok is their new TV show.
It absolutely is. And I remember when TikTok first came out and we didn't know a lot about it or where it was going to go now. But back then, I remember looking at it and I'm going, I don't think they're looking at Facebook as their competition. I think they're looking at YouTube to an extent, but Hulu and Netflix, because it is an entertainment thing. If they were looking at Facebook, then it would have been an app where you log in and you see content from the people you follow. And that's never been what it is. So definitely a big milestone there. And then the other thing that always fascinated me about TikTok, and I think this is going to be a big thing in 2023, is that it's a search engine for people. And there's a new feature they've just started to roll out that you've gotten to play with that is involved with the SEO, the search engine optimization. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I'm very, very excited about this. So about a month or so ago, TikTok took the description from just 300 characters to now it's 2,200 characters, which is them inviting us not to write these really long descriptions per se, but it's to focus more on SEO keywords. And so now what is happening is that if you are very intentional with the description in your video, meaning how to basket weave or what have you, and you're using certain hashtags and you're using keywords like we would on Google or on YouTube, then what happens is that once you post your video, if your video is trending in basket weaving, when you look at your video, you're going to see a search box at the top of your video and you'll see in faint letters how to basket weave. Like one of my videos is how to use TikTok direct messaging. And every single time I post that video with SEO keywords, I come back to it and the words are in the search. And that tells me that my video is trending on TikTok in that specific category.
So just to clarify, after you upload your video, if you went back and watched it on your profile, that's where you would see this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You see it on the For You feed or on my profile.
Wow. Okay. And do other people see that as well? Or would you only see it on your own videos?
So I have not seen it on anyone else's videos. I'm sure that's going to happen, but right now I haven't seen it.
Or maybe just because you're awesome. So it's just your videos for now.
No, everybody's okay. Talking about it. Everybody's talking about it. That, you know, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. And then another frustration with any of these platforms is obviously when they don't work right or videos don't work right. And so I'm not sure if TikTok is giving us something great or if they're just confusing us more, but you seem to believe this is great. They're giving us a second drafts folder.
Yeah, absolutely. So that just came out earlier this week. And at first I was actually doing a training and I was like, drafts? And I was upset at first. And then I realized, wait, this is actually brilliant. Because one of the things that happened was that a couple of months ago, TikTok came out with TikTok stories, but the button is right next to post. And so many of us were trying to hit next and put our videos in drafts, but we actually ended up hitting post to TikTok stories. And so once that happens, you're not able to download the video without the watermark. So we all started to complain. But now what happens is that once you record a video and then you hit next and you put it into your drafts, now it's in the main drafts bucket. But also there is now a second drafts bucket. And this is what happens with that. So let's just say I record a video today. I put that video in drafts. And an hour later, I decide I'm ready to post that video to my feed. I pull that video out of drafts, edit it, and hit post. Then I'm going to see the second drafts box. And that second drafts box is anything I have just recorded. I posted it in drafts. I pulled it out of drafts and posted it to TikTok. Now TikTok has copied it and said, hey, here is that video again. It's going to be here for 3 days. And the way that I look at how we can use it is that, let's say that that video I posted, I accidentally had the wrong caption or I had some errors in my copy. Well, I can private that video I posted and pull that video out of the second drafts box and I can edit it properly and post it. Or if I accidentally post it to TikTok stories, now I can pull it out of the drafts box as long as it's 3 days and I can post it to my feed.
So no more typos then is what I'm hearing.
Right.
Right. You look at it and you're like, oh, I spelled that wrong.
Yeah.
And do they call it the second drafts box? Or I don't know how much you've gotten to play with it because I know it's brand new.
Mm-hmm. It just says draft. So once you're in your drafts, you'll see like the main screen for your drafts and then you'll see like another drafts. And so initially you're like, what is going on? But you can see where it just said drafts again. So it doesn't say second drafts. But that's kind of what I call it for like teaching sake.
Okay, cool. I can't wait to check that out. And you know, one of the things we do on this show is we tell you about all the updates to TikTok and things you can take advantage of. And maybe you heard about something in May and you weren't ready for it. And I think it's really good sometimes to look back at what the big updates have been to make sure that as marketers, we get to use everything available to us. So since this is sort of the end of the year, I'm going to quickly go through what I think are from our staff as well, the biggest updates for TikTok this year. And then we're going to kind of go through and talk about what was really the one that had the biggest impact, what one maybe turned out to be nothing. Also, what we think is the biggest opportunity for 2023. So first up, some of the big updates from 2022 on TikTok. Video length went up to 10 full minutes. The TikTok post view feature, which I know they're still kind of playing with, but this is where smaller accounts can see who viewed your posts. TikTok shopping, which was a massive announcement the last time that you and I spoke, Kenya, including shopping ads, live shopping, catalog listings, and even them hiring people for fulfillment centers. TikTok Now, which is the clone of the Be Real app. Photo mode, which is, I think, maybe the first time TikTok's borrowed something from Instagram, and that was an ability just to post photos. Instant form for organic lead gen. So this was a chance to have a form that was already filled out without having to run paid ads. Embedded videos, where you can embed your TikTok videos other places, like in your blogs and on your website. And then the profile kit, which is another new one, but this is an opportunity to show your content in third-party tools like Linktree. So of all of those updates, Kenya, which one do you think was the most helpful for marketers in your experience this year?
I would definitely say the longer videos for sure. And not only that for our sake, but it's also for TikTok because it's not our natural norm to create these really short pieces of content because we've never done that until TikTok came around, but marketers getting an opportunity to, whether they're recording content on the app or repurposing content, I feel like that's been a huge game changer. I've watched accounts come on TikTok and then like 3 short months hit 100,000 followers and skyrocket YouTube channels because people are able to watch more of someone's podcast.
I told you I was going to let you go first. So if anybody looks like they're copying, it's me. But I was going to say the same thing, and for a slightly different reason. You know, TikTok has been this great platform for discovery and people are like, oh, I love this person and their short videos. But it's really hard to nurture somebody 15 seconds at a time. And so between TikTok Live, which I think technically started in 2021, and then now these longer videos, this is the ability to actually take somebody from first finding out who you are all the way through them, you know, becoming enchanted with you and becoming a buyer, which I think is neat. I do want to mention really quick in the Social Media Marketing Society, which is our membership for marketers, Naomi said she was talking about how great the shop feature is. She said, I was invited to beta test the shop feature and it's amazing. It works similarly to the tag products on Facebook and Instagram, but obviously it's on TikTok. She said that she's been able to tag and sell books and planners directly through TikTok on videos and live, just like other people sell makeup.
Wow.
So she said, when it rolls out globally, I think it's going to change publishing again, and I cannot wait. So I thought that was really cool. All right. So that was the biggest update. Which one do you think turned out to be the best example of nothing? And again, some of these are new, but what do you think has been the biggest example of nothing in your experience?
I would definitely say the viewing your accounts, because right now we don't really care. I think that the petty side of us are like, did my ex-boyfriend look at my account or or whatever. But I don't really think that at this point in time, people really care about that at all, because it's just not what we're doing on TikTok. We're trying to sell our products and services, grow our followings, work with brands. We're not really thinking about that. And then the profile kits, I was like, I see where they're going with it, but I don't really see the big boom with that just yet.
It's not there yet. Yeah, that's fair. I think it's a really neat feature, but from a marketing standpoint, you know, I think they were just like, oh, people are going over to this, you know, French app, Be Real. We better get this here, as we've seen other social networks do many, many times. So I'll be really curious if we're having this conversation next December, if the TikTok Now is still part of it or not, just as they're adding more things.
So here's what I think is going to happen. Like just recently, there's a post that came out talking about how advertisers are using Be Real. And so I think that TikTok is going to probably in the next 90 days, because they're just so smart and so witty, I think that they're going to start doing like beta testing with brands and giving them more opportunities to use TikTok Now as a way to reach your audience better. Because like for me personally, I like TikTok Now over Be Real, because I'm already there on the platform and Be Real is a whole different app. And so because people are already consumed being there on TikTok, TikTok is going to continue pushing that out to brands on how to use it. I think it's going to explode in the next 90 days. I think it won't be nowhere near a year before we see what's happening with TikTok Now.
Do you think there's a point where TikTok becomes too many things? Or do you think that's a good thing if TikTok is doing all the things? Because, you know, TikTok blew up being one thing and doing it really well.
Well, I think that they're smart and witty and know what they're doing, but I don't think that people are going to spend their time learning all the things on the platform. But they're just so smart. They're just trying to do so much right now. So I just, on the app, I think it's okay. I think that when people really start focusing on TikTok, they're going to focus on one lane of genius. They're going to focus either on live shopping, live stream, or they're going to focus on TikTok Now or stories. They're going to choose which one works for them, just the same way people do on Instagram.
Okay, fair enough. And what do you think will be the biggest opportunity for marketers of the new features introduced this year in 2023?
I think it's probably going to be TikTok Now, because when I look at what's happening now with it, it's for me, it's like, what is going on? I don't get it. But when I started looking at how some of the marketers are using Be Real, I'm like, oh, that makes perfect sense. It's like it alerts you and says, hey, post your TikTok Now. And if a brand is intentional and uses it, a lot of people are not creating content on it, but they're looking at what is happening there. I think it's this huge opportunity to reach people in a way, because it's like you're getting this alert that stays on your phone. Like I don't have TikTok alerts on my phone because I don't want to have a lot of alerts, but I get that TikTok Now every day at a certain time. And then when I post on there now, whoever has posted there, they have got my captivated attention. I think it's that.
That's a brilliant point. Is it is something that is getting in people's faces, and you know, it expires like stories. So it's kind of there's a little bit of urgency built in as well. And I would certainly think if there was any time to capitalize, now would be it because people are not using it as much. So, okay. All right. You're bringing me around on TikTok now.
Yeah. And it gives brands an opportunity to test something. It's like something really small, really short. And they go, how did this work? Oh, this worked really well or flopped. They have all these opportunities with just this little bite-sized thing to just test. I think it's pretty brilliant.
Okay. My pick, I think the biggest opportunity for marketers in 2023 is going to be TikTok shopping, especially if they add the ability to sell like digital products and things like that, because it opens it up to so many more businesses. And I know so many of the other platforms have kind of limited it to a certain type of product or physical products. And, you know, at that point, I think it just blows wide open. So
yeah,
it'll be really interesting to see where all of this goes in 2023. Hey, quick reminder, get your physical or virtual ticket for Social Media Marketing World. Now you can go to socialmediamarketing.world. Kenya, where can we find out more about you?
Yes, you guys, I have a podcast. It's called the Kenya Kelly Podcast. And you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Kenya Kelly.
Awesome. And a couple more podcasts that you can check out if you're interested. One, the Social Media Marketing Podcast, and also the Crypto Business Podcast. You can find those wherever you listen to your podcasts. Until next time, may you be wise with your marketing decisions. Thanks for being here, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.